In the lesson from Paul that follows, will you object if we take him at his word, or that I don't know ancient Hebrew or Greek, that no language do I get by in but English, that there could be errors in translation or in the history as Paul recalls it, that in between the key points that we take from it are details that fly beneath our notice, that bear on the outcome. In short, that we lean heavily on Paul's judgment as it's here presented, on his bold eye of discernment and his knowledge. Quote from Paul, I say then, hath God cast away his people? And of course he means Israel. God forbid, for I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed the prophets, and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men, who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal, which means Lord. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise work is no more work. Let's examine, and I'm quoting Prince, let's examine the term this or that in its ultimate form, which is this means the truth, or that which is resistant to it, from Family Name in The Rainbow Children. Continuing, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, your own notions. Pay too much attention to, or advance too much your own notions. Lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. That blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And Jacob's 12 sons became the founders of the 12 tribes of ancient Israel. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet now have obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Which means truth. self-fulfilling prophecy? A hard sell, I think. Given the times, we're not propitious for global pretensions, and a global shift in consciousness is implied in what Paul discusses. Though life has transmissions that travel at the speed of the infinite, as Nikola says, discussed in our Margaret Cheney's Tesla Man Out of Time reading of July 23rd, 2017, in the audio file, Nikola's Infinite Velocity. To take time with Paul is not to exercise our minds, but to be part of the fulfillment of his life's purpose, the achievement of his aim, to bring us all together, the point of all religion, not made powers plunder. I say then, says Paul, have the Israelites stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, the non-Jews. For to provoke the Israelites, the Jews, to jealousy. Now, if the fall of the Israelites be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more the world's riches, their fullness? For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles. I magnify mine office, my service, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? Let's not forget that Paul is not about founding a religion, but rather seeing the truth established in every faith. From faith to faith is the righteousness of God revealed. He preferences no faith or nation in his teachings. This was our concluding December 31, 2017 comment found in juxtaposition 165. Paul preferences no nation or faith. As he says, God has no favorites. And as we are necessarily all one, we're all made of the same stuff, the truth is necessarily global. This is not about religion, but science, extending our understanding, a matter of fact and experience, positive, not speculation. We have been maliciously held back, prevented from developing our thought as a global humanity. The correction, which is our transition to freedom, has now come upon us.